Named Pidge Woman, who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
3 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Welcome in to the Gym Class / Before the Boom here on 107.5, 106.3 FM and 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. And coming up on the show, we are going to preview Iowa and Boston College. They are just over an hour away. Some last-minute breaking news to let you know about. That'll be coming up on the show here today. We'll join up with ESPN's national coverage coming up at the bottom of the hour 3:30, so stick around for that right here on KGYM. We'll also be hooking up with Todd Brommelkamp live from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx as he will set the scene for us as Iowa and Boston College taking to the field right now, going through their warm-ups and getting ready for the bowl game. It will be a nippy one today. We'll get the word on the weather and talk about all that coming up here on the program here this afternoon. Welcome in, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, we'll be hearing from him coming up in just a little bit. We'll give our predictions for the game coming up before we join up with ESPN's national coverage coming up at 3:30. Mark, it's open air. It was a mostly sunny day in New York City today, but it's going to be a chilly one tonight for Iowa and Boston College.
I don't imagine that'll affect the players in the least. Saw some pictures of the players warming up now, Josh Jackson in shirt sleeves. Same for Josie Jewell. I don't think the weather's going to bother either team. The winds are supposed to be about 9 to 10 miles an hour, perhaps gusting a little higher. And I just think this is going to be a whale of a football game for a variety of reasons. And, you know, there's been some apathy, I think, in the on the Iowa side, at least, among fans. And the more I think about it, this is a really big game for Iowa in the whole scheme of things. For Kirk Ferentz, of course, this is a $500,000 game. If he wins this game, he gets a $500,000 bonus. His agent's pretty good, by the way.
Not bad. Not bad.
And you know, 8-5 sounds a whole lot better than 7-6, breaking the bowl losing streak. Those are just some of the reasons I can, you know, sending the seniors out. There's 8 senior starters, 4 on each side of the ball, plus the backups. Sending the seniors out with a bowl victory, something that they've never experienced in their Hawkeye careers. I think there's should be a lot of motivation for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, and we do have some breaking news as of late. Started to come out a little bit earlier today, and in fact, our own Todd Brommelkamp has confirmed it as well. But Iowa, Boston College, we knew was going to be shorthanded going into the game. Hawkeyes are not going to be shorthanded at a very key position that Iowa really can't afford to be shorthanded at, if that makes any sense, Mark.
Yeah, already down starting left tackle Alaric Jackson, who broke some team rules and traveled with the team, but will not be there. That's not the latest news. Amir Smith-Marset, backup wide receiver to Nick Easley, has been ruled out of the game because of an injury he suffered during practices. Smith-Marset, 18 catches, 187 yards, 2 touchdowns this season. It's not like Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be out of the lineup, but it does cut into the depth that Iowa has at the receiving position.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, you have asked for him all year. You may get him some today. Mm-hmm. Max Cooper may become a big part of this game today between Iowa and Boston College. Well, what's it mean? Matt Vandenberg probably going to have to step up quite a bit. Smith probably going to have to set up, I beg your pardon. The other wide
Nick
receiver.
Nick Easley.
Well, Nick Easley, there are thoughts that he might not be 100% and might not be ready to go today. And if that is the case, Iowa going to have to rely on those tight ends, or maybe we'll see a little bit more of a two-back situation going with a slot today for Iowa, changing things up, changing the spots a little bit.
Brandon Smith is a backup. He's only caught a handful of balls this year, so it's going to be interesting to see how Iowa handles that. And I think Noah Fant plays a big part in this game, and I just love to see a play action wheel route to Noah Fant on the first play of the game and see how that goes.
Yeah. I just have a feeling today because Kirk Ferentz, and by the way, Kirk Ferentz can tie Hayden Fry. That is another sidebar story to this one. If Iowa wins, Kirk Ferentz ties Hayden Fry for the all-time win mark for the University of Iowa. Usually when Kirk Ferentz, he doesn't talk about individuals a whole lot, but when he usually talks about an individual, that means usually good things are going to happen. He mentioned Sean Beyer by name in his news conference the other day. He said Sean Beyer has had a very, very good December and a very good road to the Bulls. Maybe he'll be the third tight end that makes his appearance today and makes his presence known as far as this bowl game is concerned.
I think Iowa has an advantage despite the lack of explosiveness and depth at the wide receiver position. Nate Stanley has really had a solid year, only 6 interceptions on the year. And Darius Wade, a senior quarterback for Boston College, has had to come on in the last couple, 3 games because the usual starter, Anthony Brown, was knocked out with an injury. So I think Iowa should have an advantage in the passing game.
They should, but if they were completely healthy, yes. Because Boston College, 115th in the country, only averaging 162 yards a game as far as the pass is concerned. But BC runs it very, very well to the tune of 224 yards a game, mainly behind their big freshman back there, one of the best in the country, one of the best freshmen in the country, one of the best runners, period, in the country with A.J. Dillon back there. So 1,432 yards and 13 touchdowns that Dillon has rushed for this year.
Number 2 in your program, and I think you're going to see a lot of him today. And we've been breaking down this game a lot during the week. And if you heard me, I'm with a lot of people think the running games are going to determine the outcome. Here, Akram Wadley playing in front of his essentially a hometown crowd for Iowa, a chance to go out with a bang. James Butler, a senior, he's playing his last game as well after transferring into Iowa. Dillon's going to be a load, 240 pounds and runs a 4.4, and he has run for as many yards and touchdowns as anybody in the country the last 3 games of the season. So we'll see how Iowa handles that.
Take a look at the defense. Iowa definitely has an advantage, 34th across the board as far as defense. Boston College, 71st. The BC Eagles, though, only 101st against the run defensively. And if Iowa can run the ball, I think Iowa's going to have very good success today. We'll see how it all plays out. Temperature is supposed to be about 22 degrees. And we're going to find out more about the injury situation, the weather. Allegedly, 38,000 tickets have been sold to this thing between Boston College and Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
We have all kinds of questions that we're going to pose to Mr. Todd Brommelkamp, and we'll do that coming up when we come back. It is the Gym Class and Before the Boom, all combined into one big holiday package for you. 3:12. Back to talk with Todd Brommelkamp after this here on KGYM.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience. At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
What is style all about? I don't know.
Maybe something about personality? creating your own environment.
It's just a way of being. Just being you, actually.
Once you find your own way of living, I think style is automatic. This holiday season, Tissot and Jared the Galleria of Jewelry will give the gift of time by offering a premier selection of men's and women's luxurious watches. To find your Tissot timepiece, visit your local Jared the Galleria of Jewelry or shop online at jared.com.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, you can get more savings out of more miles with great deals on oil and an oil filter. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
314, back with you here, Gym Class / Before the Boom, coming your way on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Bowl action going on right now. It is the Independence Bowl, and it is Florida State right now. Yes, Florida State in Shreveport, as Florida State taking on Southern Miss. Florida State now with a big lead, 33-13, and they are moving again. As that has come to the end of the third quarters, we are about an hour away from kickoff at the Pinstripe Bowl between Iowa and Boston College. And to talk more about it, we'll talk with them after the game as well during the After the Final Gun program, which we'll have on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Your phone calls and comments, texts are welcome at that time. It's our own Todd Brommelkamp joining us from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. And Todd, set the scene for us this afternoon.
Well, first, Scott, I hate to do this to you, but I'm hearing two feeds right now.
I will try to alleviate that for you.
I'm going to get my fill of college football at some point today, so I don't need to hear it while we're talking about the Pinstripe Bowl. But Yankee Stadium is something in late December set up for football. 38,000 tickets sold today, and many of them to Boston College fans. So we'll see what the crowd looks like once this place fills in. But it is going to be a predominantly BC crowd.
I understand you and the rest of the media do not exactly have a 50-yard line seat, Todd.
We are. If we were here for a baseball game in June or October, we would be just to the left of home plate. As it is right now, we are in the corner of the end zone that has the Iowa logo and trademark in it. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think some of the best seats at the game are actually going to be probably the 200 level down the line, the seats that wouldn't necessarily be the greatest in a baseball game, but are probably going to offer the best view of the field.
Todd, late news coming out here about Iowa receiver Amir Smith-Marset. That is that he is not going to play today, and there's also some talk about Nick Easley not being at least 100% today. What have you heard about that?
They are, I believe both will be out today. Easley's had the red jersey on and isn't expected to play today, and Smith-Marset is out as well. So you can look at that a couple ways. It's not good news for a team that's been thin at the receiving core all year long. Or you can look at it and say, hey, they were expected to run the ball a ton today anyway, so it may not be a huge loss. As we've been saying, this is going to be a 2-hour and 15-minute football game today. If both teams commit to and stick to the run game, we should be out of here in relatively short order. But Iowa is going to be a little banged up and a little thin in the receiving core today, and we'll see whether or not that factors into the outcome of the game.
You mentioned the run game. We talked about it a lot. When Iowa rushes for 100 yards or more since 2015, it is 27-1. Big key right there, right?
Absolutely, and you've got Akram Wadley. I know we've talked a lot about him coming home, a New Jersey kid. He's going to have a lot of friends and family seeing him play his final game as a Hawkeye today. And James Butler, that 1-2 tandem, and Boston College knows all about those guys. There's going to be a lot of loading up the box for both teams on the defensive side of the ball today to try to stop the run game. And it's going to be whoever establishes it early and gets it going fast enough is probably going to grab a little momentum, and maybe that'll be the deciding factor in the game.
Allegedly 38,000 tickets sold. Like you said, a lot of BC folks there today, Todd. And are we going to see that many people in the seats, though?
They're starting to trickle in. The gates just opened about 15, 20 minutes ago, and I think they're expecting a relatively decent crowd. I will say this. We walked around Manhattan a little bit this morning before taking the train out to the ballpark, and I've never been to a bowl game where I could walk around the city that was hosting the game and not see a single Tiger Hawk. And it wasn't until we were at Grand Central Station today, getting on the number 4 train, that we finally saw a guy wearing an Iowa sweatshirt. If the Hawkeye fans are here, they've done a pretty good job of remaining in the witness protection program. And Boston College fans, we've seen a couple BC people today. Now, on the train to the game, there were some Hawkeye fans getting off, but it's very clear that the majority of Hawkeye Nation is either going to be watching this game on TV or hopefully listening to it on KGYM today.
The Yankees held a news conference about an hour ago, and I noticed a couple tweets from beat writers that the Yankees are going to honor Iowa with sort of a wave at the end of the first quarter today. Do you know anything about that?
I've heard rumblings about it. They will not be waving in the direction of Cedar Rapids and the newspaper there. They're a little upset about some of the pre-Pinstripe Bowl coverage that was provided, but we'll see. The wave is a great story, and it's nice to see a number of places away games and certainly the bowl game here pick up on that and try to do something to carry forward with that message. But haven't heard anything official, but I'm sure they will have something planned because they're the Yankees, first-class organization.
Can't be the first time the Pinstripe Bowl folks have heard something negative about the game, my goodness.
You wouldn't think so, and you'd also think that the New York Yankees would have better things to do than worry about what's written about them in the Cedar Rapids Gazette, but apparently that's not the case. They've got some thin skin here, so we're all pro Pinstripe here in the presence of the Yankees officials, and it's been interesting. I will say that I'm standing in an open air press box under a heater right now, and my seat is in the front row, and there are no heaters in the front row, so I'm. When do I get to be home? My question.
Dude, it ain't a whole lot better here.
Well, I know. I talked to my wife this morning. I know it's very cold back home. So my advice to people is to stay inside and fire up the flat screen TVs and hopefully the Hawks will win today. There's been a little bit of late line movement out in Las Vegas. I think they're up to a 3.5-point favorite. So even despite the rumblings about the injuries, I think people are still thinking the Hawkeyes should have enough talent to beat the Boston College team.
Well, is today with Easley and Smith-Marset out, is today the day everyone gets their wish and they get to see a lot of Max Cooper today? I also think we're going to see some Sean Beyer today, too, with Kirk Ferentz talking about him at the last couple of the news conferences.
Yeah, the other night we were a bunch of us were gathered and we were having cocktails and we were talking, and that came up, the fact that Kirk brought him up sort of out of the blue. Usually a good indication that you're going to see a guy. And we talked last week about do you use this as a testing ground for some of the guys that you're going to rely on heavily in 2018? How do you approach this game? And we may see some young faces out there today for the Hawkeyes. But instead of the receivers, my guess is you're going to see Brian Ferentz double down on the tight ends, and you'll get a healthy dose of Noah Fant and T.J. Hockenson.
And Todd, I watched the one-hour condensed version of the 2010 Insight Bowl this morning. I don't know where it was airing, but The feeling I got was, you know, Blaine Gabbert was a quarterback from Missouri that day, and he had a hell of a game. And I liken it to A.J. Dillon's a hell of a running back. And almost always you need to come up with something to combat that very, very good player. What do you think Phil Parker will do today?
You know, I think they're going to probably try to stack the box and see whether they can slow him down. And maybe you get a little creative with bringing a guy or two. And I know Hawkeye fans have been obsessed with blitzing and want to see more of it. Like we said yesterday when we talked, Dillon kind of reminds you a little bit of some guys that you see in the Big Ten. So I think they'll have a good game plan for slowing him down. But if it's like a couple years ago with Christian McCaffrey at the Rose Bowl and he just breaks loose and decides to completely set the tone and demoralizes the defense, and then the pendulum could swing the other way. But I think Iowa, you know, the mantra has been that this is a business trip for the Hawkeyes, and I think that they've got a good plan in place. We don't know what that plan is, but we get the feeling that they're very confident they're going to be able to execute it tonight.
You sticking with 21-10 like you had in the paper today?
If I should have been cute, I could have said the weather was 21 and probably feels like 10 would be more accurate. I am. I think Iowa has the advantage talent-wise, and I think they pull this one out today, and you get that bull monkey off the back, and then we can talk tomorrow on local programming about what the expectations are for the program moving forward.
All right, sounds good. Hey, we'll talk to you later, and enjoy the game. Please stay warm.
Well, the bowl gift was a stocking cap and a scarf, and I haven't broken down and put either one of them on yet, but talk to me at halftime.
Thanks, Todd.
I'll talk to you guys after the game.
Okay.
You bet. Todd Brommelkamp joining us live from Yankee Stadium as we get closer and closer, less than an hour away from kickoff between Iowa and Boston College. He's sticking with his prediction of 21-10 in our last couple of minutes here. We did pick this game on the Colonel Nerney's Pick 6, but I'm going to give you a do-over if you want. What do you think? Go with the score. Does Iowa break the five-game losing streak today?
I think Iowa does, and it covers. We picked the game at 2.5 points, and I think this is going to be decided by between 3 and 7. And I agree with Todd. Iowa has the superior talent. We'll see how the missing wide receivers factors into the game today. Listen, both teams missing some key players. So it's next man in.
And funny, both coaches kind of using that mentality with Boston College. Pretty much saying the same thing right there. And I think Iowa's going to win it, but I think it's going to be a very close game, and I think it's going to come down to, like I said last week, I think it's going to come down to a late field goal. There have been several of these pinstripe bowls that have come down to late field goals one way or the other, and I think we're going to see another one coming up today. But I do think Iowa breaks that losing streak today. And to the tune, it might be something like 23-20, 21-20, right in there. But I think Boston College is going to have 20.
Coming up in about 45 minutes, the kickoff of the Pinstripe Bowl. We're going to go to national pregame coverage here in just a couple minutes. Iowa gets a chance today to set the tone for the Big Ten. And later on today, Purdue taking on Arizona in the Foster Farms Bowl. We'll see if the Big Ten and those two teams can get off to a good start.
Yeah, right now, Big 12 got their first win last night. Kansas State coming from behind to beat UCLA. They were looking straight at a 0-3 hole as far as the bowl season is concerned. And yeah, you never know how these conferences play out. Pac-12 looks very good right now, even with UCLA's problems they had in the second half last night. But it will be interesting to see how that all plays out. So We are coming up on the end of our program. We're going to get you to ESPN's national coverage of the Pinstripe Bowl between Iowa and Boston College. Don't forget, after the game, we will rejoin you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We will have After the Final Gun live from our studios. Myself, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann will join us. We'll talk with Todd from Yankee Stadium immediately following the game. And you can hear it probably, well, if it goes according to plan, maybe we'll be on the air as early as 7:30. We'll see. But in that area, 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight. Then on 1600 AM, we will have coverage of the Texas Bowl, and that will be the Mizzou Tigers taking on Texas. So that will be coming up tonight. We'll join it on the FMs right after the Final Gun. Enjoy the games, everybody, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
I'll be here.
All right. And listening to Before the Boom and After the Final Gun, or excuse me, Before the Boom and the Gym Class, KGYM.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear.